MoneyWeb now on the money.
This show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Chatting now with Chantal Marks. She is, of course, head of research at FNB Wealth and Investments. Chantal, appreciate the early morning. Talking gold, which really has been doing, as it says in the sticker, we saw it rising during the pandemic, again, wars breaking out in both Europe and the Middle East, and, of course, responding to inflation, ultimately getting, to highs above $2,400 an ounce. I want to start with central bankers. They 20 years ago, they were selling gold. Now, suddenly, they're all buyers. 2023, strong buying, continuing into 24. What's the signal here? Is this them ditching US dollars? Is this just them being, you know, classic investors and doing a bit of diversification?
I think there is an element of conservatism here. And we are starting to see signs of deglobalization because of these wars that we have and the stance that some countries take on it. I think there's nervousness around what could possibly be done to these countries in the event of the US or the global West deciding that they're going to turn their back on you. And a case in point is what happened with Russia. After it invaded Ukraine, they were no longer able to do anything with their US dollars, and they were forced to start thinking about how they actually fund themselves. So we're seeing a lot of central bank buying because I think that that fear really is there.
That's actually a great point. I had never thought of that. Of course, Russia just, you know, they had dollars, and then suddenly one morning they didn't have dollars. And I think a lot of central bankers were like, yo, look at that. We've also seen, if we move down to individual levels, I mean, Chinese citizens have been buying, which we see a fair bit of buying in India, although fairly price sensitive from Indian citizens, not so much their central bank. But Chinese citizens have been buying. Is this partly a response to the story around the property market in China, or is this just Chinese citizens saying, you know what, we like ourselves some shiny gold, and again, we can put it under our bed if we're buying coins or bars?
So, I mean, Chinese citizens have been buying a lot of gold jewelry as well. Mm-hmm. So they do like shiny things. And then the gold exchange traded funds have in particular been doing well in China. We've actually seen we haven't really seen strong flows into gold exchange traded funds in this latest bull run. I would categorize the bull run as starting after the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Mm-hmm. But Chinese citizens have been buying gold exchange traded funds, and I think it's a function of their domestic stock market not doing particularly well, and their property investments not doing well either. So gold being a store of value, and I reckon consumers and investors being quite fearful at the moment, I think gold just kind of made sense to them.
Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah, if you can't make money in the stock market, can't make money in the property market, then it is all about the gold. Outside of China, the one weird thing, and I've been chatting with the World Gold Council when they released their quarterly reports, what we have seen is outside of China's physical-backed ETFs, we've actually been seeing net sales there. I've been buying gold for the first time in my life over the last sort of 4 years, and everyone else has been selling it, which has always had me a bit of a head-scratcher, particularly as it hits new highs.
Yes, so I think that there's an element of profit taking there, and then I do think that there's an element of opportunity cost. So investors are thinking in their minds, well, do I buy gold, which is actually quite boring and it's old, or do I buy something really exciting and new, like the Magnificent Seven? Do I go all in to AI? I also think that there's an element of gold losing its shine when it comes to younger investors, where a similar asset, but a newer asset like cryptocurrency is perhaps looking a little bit more interesting to them. So I do think that that is kind of why you're not seeing, particularly out of the US, physically backed gold exchange traded funds firing up just yet.
Yeah, I think if I spoke to my teenage nephew and asked him Nvidia, crypto or gold, I think gold would be low on that list. If we see, we've got the FOMC later tonight, no expectation they were cut. We did see the ECB and Canadian central banks cutting. Certainly, we're expecting the cycle to have peaked. Is rates coming down going to take some shine off for gold, or is there still a potential for gold to move to perhaps even new all-time highs?
So I do think that it will, to a certain extent, take the shine out of gold. I mean, obviously, once the US starts cutting rates, a weaker dollar will be supportive, but I don't think that it will counter the rate cutting narrative. What I do think will be remain supportive of gold is the fact that we still have crazy elections coming up this year, and I'm particularly thinking about the US. It's going to be a very volatile time. There's so much happening in Europe around politics. We've got the geopolitical considerations to take into account as well, and we're still not 100% sure if that inflation problem in the US has fully gone away. So I think that you do still have those tailwinds for gold. Will it push a lot higher? Probably not. We've had a really, really strong run, but there is scope for further appreciation. I do think, though, that it has support to the downside.
I take your point. And as I was asking the question and I cast my eye around the world, the wars are still ongoing. Let's be clear about that. As you mentioned, elections happening and inflation. There's a consensus that inflation is probably higher for longer, which brings me to my last question then. Is it still, in the classic old days, gold was a sort of 5 or 10% holding in a portfolio. You could blend it between the physical, whether that be a custodial notes or ETFs and some mining. Is that still the sort of ideal amount to have in a portfolio?
Yes, so our quantitative analysts actually did this work more recently because we were trying to figure out if there's a place for a cryptocurrency in your portfolio. And gold really still came out very strongly as a safe haven asset and a good diversifier against volatile markets. So we'd still say 5 to 10%. I do think, though, even though you can't time the market, it's about time in the market, not timing the market. You need to think about when you are adding gold to your portfolio and in what form you are adding gold to your portfolio. So buying a gold ETF or physical gold right now at close to record levels may not be the best idea. You can wait for opportunities when you do see some weakness to add. I would actually think that some of the gold mining companies, particularly on the JSE and the ones that have not caught up to the rand gold price, are actually offering a better entry point right now.
So then a very quick last question, which is that? I mean, because AngloGold Ashanti always seems to be lagging. It seems to be the Goldfields and Harmony that are flying. Which would be the preferred JSE gold miner?
So, I mean, AngloGold, I think, is still one to consider because it's quite high quality and it's well diversified geographically. But my preferred pick would be Pan African Resources. I think that operationally they're just doing so well, and their cost per ounce is way below the current spot gold price, which means that they should see really strong free cash flows over the next couple of reporting periods.
Yeah, Pan African Resources, a well-loved little junior gold miner. Chantal Marks, Head of Research, FNB Wealth and Investments. Appreciate the early time. And that is our question today. LinkedIn and Twitter, are you still bullish on gold? Have your vote. Have your say. This show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.